Families are funny in many respects. But let me point out one special way today on the Feast of the Holy Trinity, the family of God. I believe that you cannot really know any one person until you know the main members of that person's family. You cannot really know a husband until you know his wife, his better half, right? You cannot really know the parents until you know their children. And you cannot know the children until you have met the parents. You cannot know any one member of a family until you know all the members of the family. Hence the age-old adage, the apple does not fall far from the tree. The seeds of my identity are tucked away in the tree of my ancestors. They reveal who I am. When a couple is dating and getting to know one another, what is the biggest step they have to take before the engagement? They have to bring their beloved home to meet the parents. Why is that so awkward sometimes? It's not only because we're worried about what the boyfriend or the girlfriend will think of our parents. We're also worried because our parents reflect and reveal something about us. In meeting my parents, you kind of meet me. Isn't this why older brothers are embarrassed by their little brothers? And why older sisters don't want their little sisters tagging along? It's not just that my little brother or my little sister isn't cool like me and my friends, but because in them there is something of me. Something of the uncoolness that I'm trying to hide from my friends is found in them. But that is the real me, and it is hidden in my family. We feel the same discomfort when people see our aging parents. We're more worried about what people will think of us as they look at our parents. When you meet my family, you're really meeting the real me. Today on Holy Trinity Sunday, we can now say that we know the Holy Trinity, the divine family, because we have now finally met all the members of that family, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christians cannot really say they know God if they only know the Father, or if they only focus on Jesus, or if they're only worried about the Holy Spirit. Each member of the divine family holds the secret to the identity of each other member. In the liturgical calendar, it is not by accident that the Feast of the Holy Trinity lands on the Sunday after Pentecost. Why? Well, because at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit is revealed, and we finally know who God is. Three persons in one God. It is only when we have met all the members of the divine family that we can say we know each member better. By the way, and this is what makes Christianity so radically different from other major world religions. All other religions, Hinduism, Islam, Buddhism, etc., is man's attempt to get to know God. Through our smarts and our savvy, we try to figure out God on our own. But in Judeo-Christianity alone does God reveal himself to us. Did you ever read that classic novel, To Kill a Mockingbird, by Harper Lee? Three little children, Jem, Scout, and Dill, are fascinated and afraid of a neighbor named Boo Radley. They don't really know him because he stays hidden in his creepy house. But he gives them small gifts of his affection. And they start making wild guesses about what kind of person Boo Radley must be. And their guesses are pretty wide of the mark. It isn't until the end of the book, when Boo saves the children, that he reveals himself. All major world religions are like those three children, guessing at the gifts that God sends us and trying to figure out who God is. Sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong. But Christianity is like Jesus coming down from his heavenly house and saving us. And Jesus tells us who he is and introduces us to his family of the Father and the Spirit. But Jesus does more than reveal who God is by telling us about his Father and sending us the Holy Spirit. He even goes so far as to adopt us into his divine family. Here's the really radical thing we celebrate today on Trinity Sunday. Not only that God has revealed himself to us as a divine family, that's great and good, but he has made you and me members of that family. St. Paul tells the Romans in the second reading today, "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God." And a verse later, he adds, emphasizing, "You received the Spirit of adoption, through whom we cry, Abba, Father." In other words, when we see one another, we also get to know the divine family, because we are members of that family. In a sense, when I get to know you, I get to know the Holy Trinity better. And when I get to know the Holy Trinity better, I get to know you. Just like when a couple madly in love meets their parents, they get to know each other better. In a true and in a little terrifying sense, the seeds of God's identity are hidden in me and you. Hopefully, God is not embarrassed by us as part of his family, like we are sometimes embarrassed by our younger siblings. You know, before I start Mass, I gather the altar servers together and we say a prayer. And right before we walk out into the sanctuary, I always remind them, it's a little bit of a warning, your job is to make me look good, and my job is to make Jesus look good. Obviously, the servers have a much harder job to do than I do. But that's what our job is as siblings in the family of God, the Holy Trinity. We should not be embarrassed by one another, but rather make each other look good. Just like the Father and the Son and the Spirit always make each other look good. It is only when you know the family that someone belongs to that you know that person. Praised be Jesus Christ.